A snow machiner missing for 3 days was found by search teams late Monday afternoon. The traveler had just a little food, but an extensive search between the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers came through for him in time. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
Guzma Pitka, age 36 of Bethel, was located by aerial searchers after a full weekend plus another day surviving in the elements.
This man had will to live.
Bethel Search and Rescue President Peter Atchak was at a debriefing of the search. He says Pitka was spotted by a trooper plane with volunteer spotters on board.
One of them spotted him standing kind of against the timberline there where he was, and he would have been more visible if he had walked out. But I think at that time he was starting to lose energy and, you know, was starting to get weak. So he probably, you know, starting was to get out there in the deep snow out to the open, you know, where he could have been more visible.
Pitka was intending to travel by himself from the village of Akachuk on the Kuskokwim River up to the village of Russian Mission on the Yukon River. The trip goes over a vast landscape of tundra and drainages, tree lines, and sloughs. It's remote, and it's left several travelers in dire straits over the years. From the look of Pitka's trail, he had a hard slog. He was transporting a caribou, but had to ditch it along the way after getting bogged down in snow several times.
He did eventually get stuck in Pikmiktaluk, one of those climbs off a river, and there's deep snow on one side.
Atchak says Pitka left his snow machine and gear behind to walk to the tree line. It was about a 5 to 6 mile walk, much of that in deep snow. He stamped SOS in the snow and rested as best he could under the sparse foliage.
He broke down some spruce branches and used them for, you know, sitting down on, laying, resting on, and build a little fire from whatever he could break off underneath those dry branches underneath the trees.
Pitka was found about an hour before the sunset on Monday. He is receiving medical attention, but was reported to be in good health by the Alaska State Troopers. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.